Jai 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 虽然看起来有缺陷，却像恒河的水一样不可能被污染。雨季期间，恒河里有时满是泡沫和泥泞，但恒河之水永远是纯净的。有高度灵性理解的人会毫不犹豫地在恒河中沐浴，而不在意河水看上去如何。
Dr. Cole, can you hear from there? Can you hear from there? You want to come closer or not? Can you hear the translation?
他问他能不能听到？
听到，听到，
听到。
The most basic teaching of Bhagavad Gita is we are not this body.
那个《国家梵歌》当中最基本的教导是，我们不是这个身体。
We are the soul within the body.
我们是在这个躯体里面的灵魂。
So the body will naturally go through, the material body will naturally go through different stages of gradual deterioration.
那我们这个物质躯体呢，它是很自然的逐渐要经历各种各样的变化，最后就衰老死了。
From birth,
从出生
to growing,
然后就成长
maturing,
然后就变得成熟
becoming old,
然后又变老
disease,
然后就生病
and death,
最后死亡。
Even if someone is a pure devotee,
尽管是纯粹的奉献者也不例外。
These conditions may affect the body.
这种就是限制它会影响这个躯体。
In the case of Krishna, we don't see such changes.
但是 Krishna 就不一样，我们从来没有看到它有这样的变化。
It is said that even when Krishna went to fight, went to be the chariot driver of Arjuna's chariot at the battle of Kurukshetra, he was old enough to have grandchildren.
那个经典里就描述说，当 Krishna 到那个库鲁柴卓战场去打仗，给 Arjuna 就是驾驭马车的时候，那个时候他已经有了重孙子了。
But he had no gray hair.
但是呢，他的头发没有变白变灰。
He looked as young as a 16-year-old boy.
他看上去还是像16岁的男孩一样的年轻。
Where is our teacher? 16, so you must continue to look 16 years old.
他一直看上去要像16岁才行。
So, but.For example, in the pure devotee as Srila Prabhupada, we saw his body was aged.
但是呢，我们可以看到那个纯粹的奉献者，像帕多帕德，他的躯体也是有变化。
His body got diseases.
他变老，然后生病。
And eventually his body died.
最后他的那个肉体就死了。
So, does that what it does tell us? There's something. It does tell us something.
那这个呢，是确实要告诉我们一些事实。
Prabhupada is not God.
这说明帕布帕德不是神。
A pure devotee is not God.
纯粹的奉献者不是神。
We may give him equal respect as good as we give to God, because he is the representative of God.
尽管呢，那个我们由于纯粹的奉献者他是这个 Krishna 的代表，所以我们。尽管是能够像尊重神一样的在崇拜这个纯粹的奉献者。
Sakshat Hari, just the same as Hari himself, pure devotee is given such respect.
那个梵文的意思就是说，我们会像尊重神一样、崇拜神一样的去崇拜那个纯粹的奉献者。
Just like governments, let's say the president of the country.Is not the same as the whole country, but because he occupies a supreme position or represents the government, we respect him as we respect the full government.
那就像那个总统一样，总统他不是整个的政府和国家，但是由于他是代表政府在管理整个的国家，因此我们尊重他，就像尊重整个的那个政府一样。
So a pure devotee represents the supreme personality of Godhead Krishna.
那纯粹的奉献者呢，他们代表至尊人格首神 Krishna。
We must however, be very careful in seeing the pure devotee becoming aged, diseased. We don't think in a material way about such a person.
但是我们应该特别的小心，当我们看到纯粹的奉献者变老了、生病了等等，我们不应该用物质的眼光去看待这些变化。
Even sometimes he may exhibit, or she, a pure devotee may exhibit qualities which confuse us, like anger.
尽管呢，有的时候纯粹的奉献者会展示一些个像愤怒啊等等的品格，让我们感到迷惑。
But someone like Hanuman, for example, the servant of Ram, became very angry.
但是我们不应该以物质的眼光看，就像那个主 Rama Chandra 的那个奉献者 Hanuman, 他呢就是有的时候变得特别的愤怒。
And you got the Ramayana translated in Chinese, it's in mainland Chinese translation.Why don't you get that and let them read? There are translations. You also remember we met that professor. Oh, no, there are translations of Ramayana. We don't have to translate this stuff. You should get this and purchase copies and let them read. It's very interesting. Remember this. And I don't think Mahabharata is good, but I know Ramayana is awesome.You know, I think this will be a nice book to translate. We can give some translators. Krishna Dharma's book of Ramayana and Mahabharata. Let someone translate. Maybe to sure someone can decide who. Very good activity, huh? Huh? There are plenty of translators out there, but some devotees.They don't even have to refresh as much as some of them. So it was confident. I don't think that I've read that book is not where it wants it. You give it to anybody who won't get any time. And it'll be very good for us. It's the advice of the teacher. Kevin Richards spoke about the book.
哦，他说我们刚才在谈的就是有两个疏忽，这个就是说应该我们安排尽量的给他翻译过来。一个就是马哈巴拉特，那个中文叫摩诃婆罗多是吧？就是说，还有一个 Ramayana 中文叫罗曼耶。
Tell him it's like that book of the what is that book called, the Three Kingdoms or the Monkey Stories?
啊，就是那个。Ramayana 是一个就像《西游记》的，实际上是《西游记》的那个孙悟空的原型。对，他说这两本书是非常著名的书，让我们去安排给他翻译。
So getting back to today's lesson.
OK， 再回到今天的主题。
The example is given here of when we go to bathe in the Ganges. Now we all have that experience.
那这个师姐里面就举了我们在恒河里沐浴的例子，那我们现在大家已经去沐浴过，都有体验。
Sometimes the water is muddy.
有的时候那个水里头有泥啊。
Some things are floating in it.
完了以后那水里头飘着各种各样的东西。
Like bubbles are there.
虫子啊，泡沫啦。
You might even see a dead body.
也许有的时候还会看到死尸。
I doubt.I don't think you will, but...
他说也许我们看不到，但是有。
So many things may be there.
对，有各种各样的东西。
Surely it's not, doesn't look as clean as when you go in the swimming pool.
当然，肯定那恒河的水看起来不像我们到那个游泳池的水那样那么清澈。
But still, the Ganges, because of its position of having touched the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord,That water of the Ganges is considered to be purified in any circumstance.
但是呢，由于恒河水它是触碰过至尊主的莲花足，因此无论在什么情况下，恒河的水都是纯净的。
And they say actually, Robert got the story that the British took Ganges water for 6 weeks in a boat, and it was found to remain pure and the way from India back to England.
那帕帕的就告诉过我们这个故事，说那有一些个英国人呢，就曾经就是带了一些个恒河的水从印度到 英国去，那坐船需要六个月的时间，六个月以后呢再检查那个水还是纯净的，没有变质。
I know when I was with Prabhupada we were in Rishikesh。
但我记得我和Gurudev 和 Prabhupada 在那个 Rishikesh 那个地方，
which is in northern India，
那那个地方是在北印度，
closer to the source of the Ganges，
那它靠近那个恒河的源头。
And Prabhupada wanted to drink water and I gave him from the center of the river where the river flowing very swiftly I brought him a cup of water and he drank the water。
那那个时候呢，啪啪的就想喝水，结果 Gurudev 就到了那个河的中间去，给他拿了一杯水。那啪啪的喝完了以后，就是身体变得很好。
Actually, when we first were living in Maripo, we used to drink Ganges water.
啊，实际上当我们刚到马普的时候，我们应该喝恒河的水。啊，不，他，哦、啊，他们就是喝恒河的水。
Now we drink it and you know, we put it through purifiers. In those days, we were drinking with no problem.
Oh, 那个 Gurudev 他们就是刚刚到马普来的时候，都是喝那个恒河的水，没有问题。
So this verse says that in the same way as the Ganges is always pure, a pure devotee, never mind if there's some old age or disease, does not affect the purity of such a person.
所以呢，这个师姐里就说，就像恒河的水永远是纯净的一样，那个纯粹的奉献者，尽管他可能有生病啊、变老啊等等情况，但是这些东西、这些变化都不影响他的纯洁。
Similarly, we should not judge a devotee because they come from a particular place, whether it's India, America, or Taiwan, or Africa. It has nothing to do.With the purity of consciousness, the body does not tell us very much.
同样的，我们不应该就是用躯体的那种概念去看来自不同国家的，什么印度啊、中国呀、啊、到台湾呐、啊、非洲啊、欧洲啊等等这些，就是从以躯体的角度去看待他们。那个纯净的意识跟这个躯体实际上没有什么关系。
We have to see the consciousness of the person.
我们必须要看那个人的意识状态。
And in yesterday's talk, we described how there are three types of devotees to be distinguished. The neophyte, the middle one, and the highest of all, the pure Uttama Adhikari.
昨天我们在讲课的时候，我们就讲到了怎么样能够分辨不同层次的奉献者，初级的奉献者，中级的奉献者，还有高级的奉献者。
It says nothing about the body of the person.
那经典里就说，这个不同等级的奉献者跟那个身体躯体是根本没关系的。
So we have to see when we evaluate a devotee, we have to see the consciousness. And how do you see consciousness? It becomes generally exhibited through behavior or activities.
所以当我们去分辨那个奉献者的那个高级程度的时候，我们是要看他的那个意识状态。那怎么样看那个意识状态呢？是通过他的那个行为举止可以看。
An advanced devotee is seen to be always in the service of Krishna.
那你可以看到高级的奉献者，他是始终不断的在为 Krishna 做服务。
But it's not always easy to judge, just like Lord Chaitanya's associate Pundarik Vidyani.
那但是呢，就说要去评判他们，并不是很容易。就像主柴达尼亚马哈布的一个同游叫。
Pundarik Vidyani. He came here to live in Mayapur, and he was living very opulently with a living just like a royal person.
那这位奉献者呢？他来到马尔谷住的时候，他那个整个就像一个皇室，一个君王一样的在生活，生活是很富裕。
So, Gadadhar came to visit him.
那 Gadadhar 就去去看望他。
And Mukunda, Lord Chaitanya's friend, brought Gadadhar to meet Pundarik.
那个主 Chaitanya 的那个朋友同游 Mukunda, 他就带着这个 Gadadhar 就去见那位奉献者。
And when he looked, he saw a person sitting. He was beating very opulently and being fanned by some young, beautiful persons and on a swing, and he looked intoxicated.
那个 Gadadar 他去看了，看到那
dressed in very fancy clothing.
哦，他看到那位贡献者呢，当时就坐在那个地方，吃着特别美味的食物，有那个特别漂亮的孩子们，就是那个年轻人呢，在给他扇扇子，他穿着特别漂亮的衣服，整个感觉就像醉了一样。So
Gadadar, when he saw this, he thought, "Why am I being brought here? This really such an advanced clothing."
那个嘎达达尔看到这个情景以后就想，我怎么被带到这儿来了？他是那个那么高级的奉献者吗？
Now Mukunda could understand his friend Gadadhar, so he recited one verse from the Srimad Bhagavatam.
那个姆昆达呢，他能够理解他的朋友嘎达达尔的那个心态，因此他就决定就是要念一首那个佛家梵歌里面的。And
as soon as Mukunda heard this verse, he fell from the place he was sitting and he fainted at entrance.
那个他读那个圣典国家马坛里的一节诗，当一旦他读了，马上那位奉献者就倒在地上，而且就惶喜，进入一种惶喜的状态。Then
Gadadhar could understand his elevated position, and he thought, "I should become the disciple of Kundari," and he took initiation.
那这个嘎达达尔他一看到这种情景，他就明白了，实际上这个亨德瑞。
I am not suggesting that any type of behavior is acceptable for Vaishnava. I am not suggesting that it is the behavior of a person does not matter for anything.
啊,
this story does not mean you should not become confused by this story thinking that well, now any kind of behavior is okay.
那我们听了这个故事以后，我们千万不要因此而迷惑了，就想好吧，那我到时候想做什么就做什么了，都无所谓。There
was nothing irreligious in what Pundarik was doing.
在这个彭德瑞克他那个这个奉献者做的他的行为里头，没有一件是非宗教。He
didn't have three girlfriends.
他并没有那个三个女朋友。
All kinds of nonsense activity.
或者做各种各样的那种胡作非为。But
he was living in a very opulent way.
他只是就是在以一种非常富裕的方式在生活。But
we have to understand that he was very, very advanced.
但是呢，我们应该明白他是特别特别进步的。The
purpose of the story is to inform us that we cannot judge superficially always who is advanced and who is not.
那这个故事它是告诉我们，我们不应该只是从一个表面上的现象去评断谁是进步的，谁是。Someone
could be a sannyasi and may not be so advanced.
有些人可能他当 sannyasi 出家人，但是他不是那么的进步。Someone
could be a very humble married person who does some simple service and could be a pure devotee.
那有的人呢，可能是居士结了婚的，做一些个很简单的服务，但是他是纯粹的奉献者。
We will have to judge by their behavior.
我们必须要通过他们的行为去看。
By their humility.
看他们的这个谦卑。
By their spirit of service.
看他们做服务的那种精神。
And generally, unless you are more advanced, you cannot judge the advancement of another person who is more advanced than you.
一般的情况下，除非我们是特别高级的奉献者，否则我们不可能去评判那些个比我们高级的人。So
all of this is to say that we should be careful about judging others.
所以呢，所有要讲的这个关键就是说，要特别的小心，不要轻易的去评判其他人。We
should seek out association of advanced persons.
我们应该寻找那个进步的奉献者的联谊，去跟他们交往。
Who have demonstrated over a period of time their devotion, service to Sri Guru and Gaurang.
他们呢，就是把自己的时间、精力等等的都献出来，为灵性导师还有Krishna做服务。
And by our eagerness to be with them, they will gradually give us all spiritual nourishment.
那如果我们 就是怀着一种就是渴望的心态，急切的心态去接近他们，跟他们交往的话，他们就会逐渐的把他们的那种灵性的那种美好的体验都告诉我们。
Remember that you cannot become a teacher if you have not been a good student.
一定要记住一点，当我们不能够成为一个很好的学生的时候，我们不可能成为好的老师。
And there is never a time when you stop being a student.
那么我们永远不可能说有一天就不当学生。
We are always in the process of learning and surrender.
我们始终都在那个学习还有皈依投靠的那个阶段上。
Now in the next verse,
那么下一节诗
I will read to you,
我要给你
text 7,
第七节诗
Siyat Krishna Nami Charitari Siddhakti Avidya Hitopatapya Rasanasya Nara Chikanu Kintvararat Anudinam Kalu Sahi Vajusta Svadhi Krama Bhavatita Gata Mula Hantri。The holy name, character, and pastimes and activities of Krishna are all transcendentally sweet, like sugar candy. Although the tongue of one afflicted by the jaundice of avidya, ignorance, cannot taste anything sweet, it is wonderful that simply by carefully chanting these sweet names every day, a natural relish awakens within his tongue, and his disease is gradually destroyed at the root.
Even Krishna 的圣名特征、逍遥时光和活动都像冰糖一样极其甜美。尽管身患愚昧这一黄疸病的人，其舌头无法品尝甜的滋味，但奇妙的是，只要他每天小心翼翼地吟诵吟唱 Krishna 的这些甜美的名字，他的舌头自然就会恢复品尝甜美滋味的功能，他的疾病也会逐渐得以根除。
Very often we find that in teachings it is helpful to use examples.
那我们呢经常就发现当在教导的就是教导人的时候人们都爱有那个举例子。
And you can do this yourself when trying to teach others.
那当你们试图就是教导其他人的时候你们也可以这样做举例子。
Just like yesterday I met some of you and I was told they're not able to read so much.
那个就像昨天我跟大家有些人单独见面了，那有的人可能就是不可能，他读书可能读不了很多。
But from your own life experience, you can learn so much.
但是你通过你的那个生活的体验，你可以学习很多。
And you can use the experiences of your life to make clear the points you want to express.
然后呢，你可以用你生活当中的那些个体验，把你要跟对方讲的话，有那个重点的就清楚的弹出来。
You will find that Prabhupada did this all the time.
你们可以看到帕布帕德他始终都在这么做。
So here is an example given about a disease called jaundice.
那这里面就这节诗里头我们就可以看到他就举了一个例子就讲了黄疸病。
What's that disease called jaundice?
黄疸病。
You all know that disease?
你们都知道那个病吗？
The body turns very yellow color.
那有了这种病以后，那个身体就会变得特别特别的黄。
And everything tastes very bitter on the tongue.
然后吃东西的时候，不管吃什么，那个舌头感觉都是苦的。
So it is said that the cure for such a disease is to drink sugarcane juice.
那说呢，就是要想治疗这样的黄疸病的话，最好就是吃冰糖。甘蔗吃。
Have you ever, do you have sugar cane juice in Taiwan?
你们在那个台湾有甘蔗汁吗？
有。
Sounds like you all enjoy it very much.
听起来大家都已经品尝过了，挺喜的。
So it is very sweet.
那个甘蔗汁是很甜美的。
But if you have this disease, even drinking this juice tastes bitter.
但是当我们得黄疸病的时候，尽管即使是喝这个甘蔗汁啊，我们喝起来都是苦的。
However, we know that if you continue to drink the juice, gradually and naturally the disease will go away. It will cure the disease, and you will begin to taste the natural sweetness of the juice.
然而我们知道，如果我们一直不断的喝这个甘蔗汁的话，那逐渐的那个黄疸病就会被治愈，然后我们就又会恢复品尝到那个甘蔗汁的甜美。
So this is a very good example of another type of disease, a spiritual disease and how to cure it.
那这个呢，对于我们待会我们要谈的，就是说怎么样治疗灵性的疾病来说，这个就是一个很好的例子。
We're not interested in jaundice and sugar cane. We're talking as giving a spiritual lecture. Why are we talking about jaundice and sugar cane?
对，我们谈了半天这个甘蔗汁，不是为了真的就是为了要谈它，是为了谈我们那个灵性的生活。
Because sometimes a difficult subject becomes easy to understand with a very common example.
因为有的时候特别难的一个主题，我们只要举一个很简单的、很通常的例子，那么这个难的主题就很容易理解。
So here the point is being made that we are suffering, all of us, from a disease called forgetfulness of Krishna.
那这节诗里主要要谈的要点就是说，我们现在都因为患了那种遗忘 Krishna 的病而感到痛苦。
And the symptom of the disease is that when we chant the sweetest of all words, the name of Krishna, we have no taste for it. It tastes bitter or unpleasant.
而我们得这种病，遗忘这个 Krishna 的这个病的那个特那个征兆是什么呢？就是说，当我们念 Krishna 的那么甜美的圣名的时候，我们一点都不感到它的甜美，相反感到挺苦的，而且并不是感到很高兴。
We become tired of chanting.
而且我们念的觉得挺累。
We become bored.
我们觉得挺厌烦。
I mean, just take the example. If I give you a very, if whatever food you like to eat, which is really your favorite food.When you taste it, you know, you just feel so satisfied.
那比方说，姑这个就举例子说，如果我给你一个你特别喜欢吃的食物的话，你一旦品尝，你就会觉得那么的心满意足。
Probably more than if you say Hare Krishna.
那那种心满意足的程度，可能比念 Hare Krishna 还要感到满足。
You cannot get so much taste right now by saying Hare Krishna.
那现在当我们在念在唱 Hare Krishna 的时候，我们得不到那样的心满意足的那种感觉。
And yet the taste of Hare Krishna is supposed to be thousands of times, millions of times more relishable than any of your favorite foods.
然而 Hare Krishna 圣名啊，当我们吟诵吟唱的时候，本来应该体验到的那个甜美的感觉，要比这个吃这个我们喜欢的食物，要能就是感受到那种心满意足，本来应该要高出上亿倍。
First of all, we should become convinced that we are suffering from the disease of forgetfulness of Krishna.
所以，首先我们应该先是要确实的相信自己，就是说现在得了遗忘 Krishna 的这个疾病。
If a diseased person is in denial, then what is the question of curing?
如果我们就是忽视自己的病的话，那何谈就是说去治疗它呢？
So, so first of all, our first job is to convince someone they are diseased.
所以呢，首先我们要做的事情，第一件事情就是要让那个对方要知道他得了遗忘 Krishna 的病。
I'll give you a very easy way to do it.
那我教给你们一个非常容易做的方法。
You just ask a person, do you suffer every day?
你就只要问那个人说，你每天痛苦不痛苦？
Everybody will say yes.
每个人都会说是。
And you ask them, do you want to suffer?
那你然后再问他，你想痛苦吗？
Everybody will say no.
每个人都会说不想。
Would you like to find a way to stop suffering?
然后你就问，你想不想就寻找出能够停止痛苦的方法呢？
They'll say yes.
他们就会说是的。
Then you begin.
然后你就开始说了。
Everybody can understand that we are suffering from disease of unhappiness.
每个人都能够了解，我们就是要生病啊，就是痛苦啊，这种让我们感到很不快。
Of course, they'll say that I am doing something. I'm a Buddhist.
那当然，有的人会说了，我在做一些事情啊，我是佛教徒啊。
Or I'm a Taoist.
我是个道教徒啊。
Or I'm a Christian.
啊，我是基督教徒啊。
Or I'm a sense gratifier.
啊，或者我是那个感官享乐者啊。
You say, well, I think this path will give you more satisfaction.
那你就可以跟他讲，我现在要告诉你的方法，要可以给你更多的满足。
This medicine is very effective.
这个我要给你的药，那更有效。
But you have to take it for at least 3 months.
但是你必须要至少吃这种药3个月的时间。
For it to have some proper effect.
这样的话，你吃了3个月才会有一定的效果。
Then you take, let's see if they will try.
然后你就看他要不要试。
After 3 months, if it has not yet convinced them.
那如果三个月以后你还没有让他们就是逐渐的信心坚定
，Then you say that this means you are really having a serious disease.
那你就告诉他，这说明你确实你的病太重了。
So you do another treatment.
然后你就跟他说你要再继续的吃这个药三个月。
Somehow you get them to keep tasting the sugar cane, the chanting.
那所以呢，我们应该想尽一切办法，让这些人能够吃治疗黄疸病的这个甘蔗汁，也就是吟诵吟唱哈利克什那曼
特。One thing you can see is that the chanting becomes more effective if it is done in the association of pure devotees.
那有一件事情我们可以看到。我们在跟纯粹的奉献者联谊的时候，那个吟诵吟唱 Hare Krishna Mantra 就更有力量和效果。
You make a comparison.
你可以做一下比较。
Think back to when you're in Taiwan and you're chanting at home your japa.
那个想一想，就是说你回到台湾，在家里念那个在念珠上念 Hare Krishna.
And think of last night.
然后再想一想昨天晚上。
Which is more effective?
想一想哪一个更有那个力量和实际效果
Last night
昨天晚上是不是对
Sure, everyone has said that
对，每个人都会这么
说 So first thing is that kirtan is more powerful than japa
所以第一点我们要明白的是那个集体吟诵吟唱圣名比个人唱要更有力
And the kirtan of pure devotees is the most powerful of all time
那么在这个集体吟诵吟唱圣名里面只要有纯粹的奉献者的话力量就更大
Our disease of forgetfulness of Krishna will go away very quickly in association with such pure devotees.
我们如果能够跟这样的纯粹的奉献者联谊的话，我们对就是我们得的那种遗忘 Krishna 的疾病就会很快就被去除。
Therefore, we should be very eager to associate with the devotees.
因此，我们应该特别渴望的想跟奉献者交往。
Even if you say, well, we don't have such persons in Taiwan.These people hardly come there.
那我们可以说啊，那现在在台湾没有那么进步的奉献者呀、啊，那些个纯粹的奉献者，他们很少去台湾呢、啊。
Still, I think that there are some more advanced devotees than you are.
但是我还是
who are in Taiwan.
但是我还是想在台湾，现在还是有比你们更进步的奉献者在。
At least we see Ekachatra Prabhu, Janaka Prabhu, Sankirtan Das, Krishna Baladev Prabhu, his wife.They are spending time in Taiwan.
至少我们可以看到埃克查格塔布，加还有那个谁，那个桑提尔坦塔布，还有那个库什纳巴拉蒂姆塔布，还有他的妻子都在台湾在做这个工作。
So even if you say they are maybe not as advanced as the persons who were chanting last night, but they're more advanced than you are.
那尽管你说这些人可能没有像昨天晚上坐在那儿唱的那些人那么纯粹，但是他们比你们要进步多了。
And even among you,
啊，即使在你们中间
，those of you who are genuinely humble,
那你们那些个就是成熟的那个真正谦卑的那些人
，who are free of false ego,
他们没有那种假我的人
，who do not desire to have following and adoration and distinction.
他们不想要什么追随者呀，不想就是有那种分辨的眼光在看别人呐，这些人啊，他们不想被崇拜呀。
Quickly become advanced.
那这些人也是我们应该学习的。
So do kirtan with such persons.
啊，那我们呢，应该跟这样的人一起吟诵吟唱神的圣名，我们就会很快的进步。
Now we have heard that the chanting and purity of listen.The faith, the first thing is faith.
那首先应该是信心。
In Sanskrit, the word is shraddha.
那在梵文里头呢，这个信心这个词叫 shraddha.
Means that I have faith that the process of association with devotees.
也就是说，我们有信心，就是对这个跟奉献者交往的这种程序有信心。这个我们相信这个程序会把我们很快的提升上去
So if that faith is there and you start to associate with such devotees then the desire to become advanced in Krishna consciousness will come in
那如果我们能够对这个进步的奉献者有信心而且希望和他们交往联谊的话那么我们的心中那种就是想增强 Krishna 意识的愿望就会有了
then you will begin to follow the regular practices of sadhana bhakti service.
那有了这种信心以后，我们就开始愿意遵循就是奉爱服务的那些个规范守则。
Take initiation.
啊，我们就想要启迪。
Worship the deity.
想要崇拜神像。
And so many other activities, study Srimad Bhagavatam.
啊，学习圣典国家瓦坛等等各种各样的那种奉爱服务。
Chant fixed number of rounds.
啊，然后呢，在念珠上念那个固定的圈数。
Visit the holy dam.
去那个朝拜圣地。
And by these activities, all that is impure will be cleansed out of the heart.
那我们通过从事所有这些活动，我们心中的那些个不干净的东西就会被洗除掉。
And that gradually that faith that you began with will become very strong.
那我们一开始有的那一点点信心呢，就会逐渐的越来越强，越来越强。
When the heart is sufficiently cleansed of the past sinful activities and desires and reactions which are stored up in the heart, when all of that becomes nearly cleansed away.
那当就是说这种过去的我们所从事的罪恶活动的那些个业报啊，我们的那些不好的那些个物质，我们的物质欲望等等等等，这些东西都是使我们的心变得很硬的一些东西。当这些东西被清除掉以后，
then the natural taste for chant will awaken.
那么就是那个吟诵吟唱 Hare Krishna 那种甜美的滋味，我们就会品
尝。And you will feel yourself, you will feel yourself being attracted to Krishna more and more.
然后你就会感觉到你越来越受到 Krishna 的吸引。
Krishna will become a substantial reality to you.
那个 Krishna 对你来说就是变成了一种事实，而不是虚幻。
Now Krishna is an idea.
那现在 Krishna 对我们来说只是一个。
And your children, your husband, your wife, your friends, and your employers and fellow workers are more real to you than Krishna.
Krishna 现在对我们来说只是一个概念而已。我们的朋友、家人呐、什么那个同事啊等等，这些个身边的人相对来说显得比 Krishna 要真实的多。
But when you become advanced in Krishna consciousness, Krishna will become more real than any of these persons.
当我们的 Krishna 意识越来越强的时候，那个 Krishna 就会变得比这些人越来越真实。
And in this way, the love of Krishna will develop.
这样的话，对 Krishna 的爱就会培养出来。
If you feel love for your children, or for your parents, or for your friends, that is only a small degree of the love that you are capable of feeling for God.
那么我们对这个亲人的、对朋友、对于这些同事的这种爱，只是我们对 Krishna 的爱的那个其中的一点点而已。
And when you have this love, which is called bhava, that's the beginning of love, bhava, and then eventual full development of love is prema. When you have bhava and prema, then you cannot be deviated from Krishna consciousness in any circumstance.
当我们就是开始有了对 Krishna 的爱，那个开始的阶段叫 bhava， 然后逐渐越来越高，那个就叫 prema。当我们有了这个 bhava 和这个 prema 的这种对 Krishna 的爱的话，我们就再也不会从这个 Krishna 意识的这个路途上偏离出去，再也不会。
So、this is the goal to which we are striving.
而这个就是我们一直想要达到的目标。这个就是人生的完美境界。
Not to have a fancy car, a big bank account, to live a long life. None of these things are so important.
并不是什么那个名贵的车呀，银行里的存款很多呀，然后是一个长寿啊，这个就是什么完美的生活。
But to love Krishna.
爱 Krishna 才是完美。
Feel a burning.Feeling of separation from Krishna when we cannot see Krishna and be with Krishna and serve Krishna. This is advancement of Krishna consciousness.
当我们就是看不到 Krishna 的时候，不能够为 Krishna 做服务的时候，我们感到这种分离的那种情感的时候，这个才是 Krishna 意识当中的那种高的境界。
Yeah, we give you something. We have some Ekadasi break there.From Jagannath Puri.
我们都打过了吧
We already took.
是吧？都吃过了就可以聊了，没问题，今天应该要答。
Please say if there's any questions.
好，大家看看有什么问题要提。
Some of the said questions.How to develop the quality of humility?
怎么样才能够培养谦卑的品质？
There's two ways to learn something.
有两条路可以学东西。
One is by hearing.
一条路是通过聆听。
And the other is by experience.
另外一个呢，就是通过体验。
Hearing is a lot less painful.
那通过聆听来学习东西，比去亲身体验所品尝到的痛苦要少多
了。
如果你不谦卑的话， Krishna 最终就会让你谦卑。
Just like I always had good health.
就像我总是身体很健康一样。
By the mercy of Krishna, I had a good, healthy body from birth.
那就是凭着那个 Krishna 的仁慈，我出生以后我的身体一直挺健康的。
And then I got cancer.
后来我就得了癌症。
And from that time onward, I can understand that I cannot depend upon this body.
那自从我得了癌症那一天起，我就明白了，我根本不应该。
No matter what I do to keep it healthy, it is beyond my control ultimately.
不管我怎么样保养我的身体，那是超过我的控制范围的。
I have to accept that I am subordinate to the supreme, to the law of karma and the supreme will of God.
我呢必须要承认一点的是，我在这个大自然这个法律的控制下，也在至尊主的意愿的控制之下。
That is a realization that makes one humble.
所以呢，这个就使得人得到体验，得到觉悟，让人变得谦卑。
There are so many ways to be humble.To learn humility. One is to find out someone who is genuinely humble and to associate and serve them.
那么要想学习那个谦卑有很多的方法，其中一条方法就是说向那些个真正谦卑的人学习，接近他，去为他做服务。
Service to it is the duty of the spiritual master to try to train the disciple.
那个灵性导就是训练门徒是灵性导师的职责。
And therefore be a guru is a thankless test.
那当灵性导师呢？因此当灵性导师就是一个吃力不讨好的事情。
Because you have to deal with so much false ego from the disciple.
因为灵性导师必须要面对门徒的很多的假自我。
The guru is taking is a representative of Krishna.
那个灵性导师呢，他是代表会是吗
？And so, first of all important things is to learn how to surrender to the spiritual master, and that gives us humility.
那第一件我们要学的事情就是怎么样投靠皈依灵性导师，这个它可以让我们变得谦卑。
And to learn how to serve the devotees.
然后要学习怎么样为奉献者做服务。
We are all called Dasa Dasi.
我们大家的名字都叫 Dasi， 灵性名字后面都有。
To remind us of our constitutional position as servants.
这个就是叫提醒我们，我们原本的地位就是。
Not masters.
不是主人。
You mentioned about the disease of tradition of yogi yogis.So can this be seen as as another form of his mercy to allow the neophytes to come closer to him and serve him and get purified?
Chinese.
那个 Papu 就问，就是刚才那个灵性导师就谈到那个纯粹的奉献者就得病，他说这个是不是 Krishna 给大家的一个机会，让大家有机会接近那个得病的纯粹的奉献者，然后为他做服务。
Sometimes it is said that a pure devotee's disease is the mercy of the devotee taking the sinful reactions of other persons from him.
有的时候就说纯粹的奉献者得病啊，是实际上是纯粹的奉献者仁慈的把其他人的那个业报都拿到自己身上，所以得病。
And also it is said that, as you say, that if a pure devotee is ill, then they may have some opportunity to be served. serves very personally.
那另外还有一点就是说，当纯粹的奉献者得病的话，那么其他的那些奉献者才有机会接近纯粹的奉献者，为他做些。
Pray that the pure devotees get ill so they can be
healed. 但是我们千万不能够祈祷那个纯粹的奉献者得病，然后我们可以去侍奉。
Another question.
其他的问题。
Suffering, suffering of in this material world. But many people in this world think that only with suffering they can treasure more than happiness, because they think that life has to have varieties.
那刚才这个小太极就问说，刚才林导师谈到有关在这个世界里是很痛苦的事情，但是呢，有人就认为。这个生活呀，必须有多种多样的滋味，必须要有痛苦才能够品尝到快乐。
There's some truth to that.
他说，当然了，这个是有一定的道理的。
Why does Krishna make the material world full of suffering?
为什么 Krishna 要创造这样一个物质世界，完了让大家去受苦
？To make us realize it is not our true home.
他就是为了让我们能够觉悟到，这个世界不是我们真正的家园。
If there was no suffering here, we would be very happy to stay here forever.
如果这个世界里没有痛苦的话，我们就会很高兴的在这儿住，永远住下去。
So, there's something good about suffering.
因此呢，痛苦也是有好处的。
I know I'm not directly responding to your question, but I'm trying to give a more important answer.
我呢，知道我并没有直接的在回答你的问题，但是我是想给你一些个更重要的一些个概念。
People who say that without suffering you do not know what is happiness, there is some truth to that.
那人们说，如果没有痛苦的话，就不能够体验到快乐。这个确实事实是有一定的道理的。
But to answer your point directly, they do not know what is real spiritual happiness.
那我要直接的回答你的问题，就是说，他们根本不知道灵性的快乐是什么。
When you reach the stage of love of Krishna, then there is no more suffering.
当你达到了对 Krishna 纯粹的爱的那个阶段的时候，就再也没有痛苦。
Because even the suffering feels like joyful service to Krishna.
因为即使是痛苦，你到时候也是感受到是为 Krishna 做服务的时候的一种快乐。
Even in suffering, one remembers Krishna.
那个有对 Krishna 有爱的人呢，即使在痛苦的时候，他也记着 Krishna。
Yeah, and many of such people around. So how do we talk to them?
那他的问题就是说 还没有其他的问题。We went to Ganges River to take bath there, and when we come back, you know, on the boat, many of them heard that, you know, Ganges River, they're chanting, you know, someone's, you know, very sweet word, just chanting Hare Krishna. She wants to know what happened.
There are many explanations.
还有很多的解释。
Water conducts sound.
那个水它可以就是说传导那个声音。
It may be from a great distance away that a person is chanting, and the sound vibration carries underwater.
有一种可能呢，就是说在很远的地方有人在唱歌，而那个声音通过水就传导过来了。
It may also be that there were some spiritual personalities in the atmosphere who were chanting.
那个也可能意味着就是有一些个灵性的人物啊，就是在那个周围，在我们那个周围在唱。
And it may also be that you all have a very active imagination.
那还有可能是我们的想象，想象力很强。
I don't say it's any one of those.
我并没有说肯定是哪一个，但是可能性。
But an intelligent person always understands the many possible answers.
但是呢，智慧的人就是他不会只有一种答案，他会有很多。
And each person will believe in the one that appeals to them most.
那个无名的人呢，就是每一个人都会相信他的那个说。
The truth is never one-sided.
实际上，那个真相、真理，并不是只有一个方面。
Look at my hand.
看看我的手。
Do you see the fingernails?
你看到我的那个手的那个指甲了没有？
You see the fingernails?
你们看到我的指甲了吗？
She said there are fingernails.
但她说有指甲。
But you say there are no fingernails.
你们说没指甲。
But it's the same hand.
但是这是一只手。
That means according to the angle of vision, we see the truth in different ways.
这就是意味着我们在不同的方向看的话，方面看的话，那能够看到就是一个真实的实体或者真理的不同的方面。
So according to which angle appeals to us, we will believe that.
那就是我们根据我们所看到的某一个方向，那个人就会相信。
The main thing is that whatever it is, it should help you to increase your faith in Krishna.
主要的要点就是说，不管是什么可能性，它都应该是帮助我们增强我们的 Krishna 意识。
I think now it is time to end.
那我想现在是结束的时候。
Time for breakfast.
是早餐的时候。
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.